But in any case, I was talking to this priest who himself, he's got a pretty interesting, look up his conversion story. I don't care if you're Protestant or Catholic, look up his conversion story. It's pretty amazing. And he said a lot of that stuff is true. A lot of the you know, ritualistic Satanism, et cetera, that we talked about yesterday a little bit on the show, he said that's true. And in his opinion, and I think he's right, and this is not just me or him, I'm sure many people listening to this have heard this, but that this whole QAnon stuff, a lot of it really has been a psyop insofar as, yeah, they take nuggets of truth and then they sort of turn it into a whole psychological warfare thing where they interject a lot of things that aren't true, and then you can sort of poo-poo the whole thing. But this whole prevalence of, you know, these, we know the politicians worship demons. We know this. We know this for a fact. We have it on video. Alex Jones. Too bad I don't have Mike Church's soundboard here where I am. I can play his classic Alex Jones sound bit. But we do know. We do know from Alex Jones with the film research that he did in the 1990s, Bohemian Grove, you know, it's basically a form of demon worship that happens there. A lot of politicians go there. Father Ripperger, famous exorcist, look him up. Again, if you want the hell scared out of you. And he talks about how it's the opinion of exorcists that politicians take a deep dive into the satanic, more on the left, but also prevalent on the right. Although I guess a lot of the people on the right aren't really right wing, but you know what I mean. So it's a real problem. So it's important that we realize, because, you know, the world is going to always attack the religious institutions. Isn't that the truth? You know, you see this even with evangelicals where, you know, so-and-so is a preacher or something, and you find out he's got like a homosexual affair and he's doing crack or whatever. Well, that's a terrible thing. That's obviously a terrible thing. Okay. And anyone who calls himself a man of God should clearly not be living a double life. But they like to hide the fact that the secular culture, the governmental structures, have extremely high levels of sexual abuse, and it's systematized in a real way. This is why they're always calling it systemic in everybody else. This is why the government's always saying, you know, it's systemic when you do it. This is why the universities are saying it's systemic when you do it. But who's a greater serial abuser of the mind of the youth in a university these days? Seriously, think about it. And the bodies, too. I mean, think about the things that they promote at universities. Think about the things that they promote at high schools. It's all projection. You know, all of this stuff where they blame, yeah, again, abuses in the church. They're evil. And, you know, what I think should happen to those priests and men of the cloth, what I think should happen to them, I probably can't say on air, even on an uncensored channel. I probably can't say it. I think the punishment should be pretty severe. But nonetheless, they use these pieces of truth, the secular media, that is, the godless, you know, states, they use that as a way to discredit religion and to pretend that they themselves are the alternative. But it turns out, as we're going to see in this German, it's not study, but sort of series of revelations, I put together some information on it earlier, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to see that it's hugely widespread in a nation like Germany. And you know, if it's widespread in a place like that, it's going to be widespread in other places. So let's just listen quickly to this clip from Joe Biden. Producer Justin's going to bring it up. Let's just take a quick listen here.
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party who want us to
put out the
president? Okay, Justin, can you play that again just so everyone can actually believe that they actually heard it? Can you play it again?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people in the Democratic Party who want us to put out
the president? Think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
I'm not sure. Are there people?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
Oh my goodness. Joe Biden says, are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids? He wasn't asked that question. Now everyone's going to say, wow, you know, he's just, you know, he's tired. Old Joe, sleepy Joe. He needs a nap. The octogenarian, is he 80 years old yet? And he was close. But what on earth was that? What on earth was that? What on earth was Joe Biden saying? He was saying, are there people in the Republican Party that think we're sucking the blood of children? Why would you say that? honestly, why would you say that? Someone might say, well, you know, it's sort of been on people's mind. He's sort of trying to discredit the thing, whatever. No, 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 no. Joe Biden has asked a pretty run-of-the-mill question about what's going on in the Democratic Party. And he retorts, are there people in the Republican Party that think we're sucking the blood out of kids? Who says something like that? Who says something like that? Are there people in the Republican Party who think that we're sucking the blood out of children? That's insane. That's absolutely insane. This is the reason, like, the left likes to complain that the right wing is all full of conspiracy theorists, whatever. Well, if you think that the stuff that is bandied about the adrenochrome and about the child sacrifice and about the Satanism, if you think that stuff's all just conspiracy theory, then maybe the leader of the free world, the president of the United States, shouldn't just be saying to reporters offhand when he's about to get on an airplane, are there Republicans who think we're sucking the blood of kids? And why was it so specific? Are there, you know, it wasn't just, do people think that we're Satanists or do people think that we're abusing kids? It's like, are there Republicans who think that we're sucking the blood of children? I can't imagine why your mind, although there's a lot of things that Joe Biden says, and none of us can probably understand what happens in his mind. But nonetheless, that was insane. Asked a run-of-the-mill political question. He's asked a run-of-the-mill political question. And his first answer is, are there Republicans who think we're sucking the blood of children? He was asked, are there people in the Democratic Party who want to defund the police? He says, are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood of kids? Is that his way of saying yes to both? Think about that for a sec. That's kind of like saying, you know, is the Pope Catholic? Although it's not really an easy question nowadays. But are there people in the Democratic Party who want to defund the police? And then he just retorts, are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood of kids? Does that mean that it's a common thing? Because if that's the case, that's something new. As we were told, this is just a realm of conspiracy. It's one thing for the right-wing blogosphere, Twitter, the Alex Jones types. It's one thing for that crowd. It's one thing for that crowd to bandy this stuff about. But he didn't say, are there conservatives? He didn't say, are there conspiracy theorists? He didn't say, are there wing nuts out there? Because that would be, yeah, I can understand that. If you were trying to make fun of a question, you know, the reporter says, are there people who want to defund the police? If you were trying to give a snippy answer, you might say, you know, was Bear go in the woods? That sort of thing. I get it. But the example he gave was, are there people, you know, are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids? That implies that it's a known thing. That implies that it's a common opinion of Republican politicians that there are Democrats who are sucking the blood out of kids. That's an insane revelation. That's absolutely nuts. You learn a lot from a man based on essentially his mishaps. You learn a lot from a man based on what he accidentally says when the cameras are on, but he's sort of not prepared. Anyway, I'm shocked by that. So we're just going to get into quick. If you're just coming in here, this is a Crusade Channel. This is the Kennedy Profession, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. We just listened to a clip of Joe Biden basically admitting that it's a common opinion of Republicans that they think that Democrats are sucking the blood out of kids. How did that become a common opinion? Because, again, we're told that responsible conservatives, you know, true, responsible conservative thinkers, they don't actually believe this stuff. But he's saying it as if it's just a given fact. That's bananas. That's bananas. And in fact, I saw that from Abby Johnson, the pro-life activist. She retweeted that today. So kudos to her. So what's going on in Germany? I mentioned how we're going to talk about a sort of a pedophile experiment that's been going on here on there. Well, I'll give you a little bit of background to understand this whole thing. In the 1970s and 80s, and even in the 90s, there was a school of thought, just generally speaking, in psychology. It wasn't just in Germany. It was all over, in fairness. And this is why we saw so much abuse in this era. Outside of all of the nefarious things that, you know, like the bad people did, you know, the actual pedophiles, outside of, you know, the action, but there was an actual movement amongst psychologists, amongst academics, that suggested that essentially you could be quote unquote cured from, whatever your disorder was. So we saw this, you know, this happened in the night, and in fairness, various institutions, they have apologized for this, you know, schools, churches, whatever, even police forces and things, you know, people would have various disorders, and the psychology is sort of the new religion of the secular state. You know, there's no soul, so it's all the mind in the eyes of the atheists. So if anyone had a moral problem, and that's what these things are, they're moral problems. I mean, they're obviously sins in the sense that they're evil, but it's not just a psychological problem, they're moral problems. But our state can't talk about things like that.